This is KUT. The Texas voter ID law caused a lot of confusion at the polls during this year's election. There were even lawsuits filed. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the fight over voter ID was already sure to stay alive in the courts.
The seemingly endless battle over the Texas voter ID law won't end next year. In fact, it might get more complicated. And it was already complicated. The back and forth and changing rules even caused some confusion at the polls this month. Matt Williams talked to me during early voting. He's a lawyer here in Austin. Williams says when he voted in Dripping Springs, both he and the poll workers there didn't know the new voter ID rules.
I haven't really been keeping up with voter ID. I knew that there had been a legal challenge to it that involves the state of Texas, but I didn't know any details. I don't do election law, and I have a pretty busy practice, so I wasn't keeping track of what the rules were, what the result was of that suit.
Those rules were basically that you could vote without a photo ID if you showed some documents, like a utility bill with your current address, and signed a form. Those rules were the result of a lawsuit and ruling by a federal appeals court, which found the state's law discriminated against minorities. Ezra Rosenberg is one of the lawyers representing the people challenging the law. He says even after the election, that lawsuit is still moving forward on two other tracks.
One is Texas's petition for certiorari to the United States Supreme Court. At the same time, the district court, Judge Ramos, has set a schedule for the briefing and argument on the discriminatory intent claim.
That means the Supreme Court can decide to weigh in on that last ruling. And separately, another federal court can go farther in striking down the law if it finds the law was created with the purpose of discriminating. Although Rosenberg says one won't exactly affect the other.
Right now, they're moving in parallel. And no one has made a motion to stay the proceedings before Judge Ramos. Right now, we are assuming we are moving full speed ahead on the intent issue.
Further complicating things, the Texas legislative session starts in January. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has made voter ID one of his top 10 priorities. Jen Clark is with the Brennan Center, also representing the plaintiffs. She says state lawmakers should proceed with caution.
I hope that the legislature pays attention to all of the complaints, including a subsidiary lawsuit that came from voters throughout the course of early voting and election day about just kind of the mess and the confusion of this law on the ground.
And if there are any special elections in the interim, looking at you, Texas House District 46 in Austin, lawyers say voters will likely use the same voter ID rules used during this past election. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.